I think the biggest issue compared to other countries, I think the family pressures, and we lack legal protection and legalization is really huge issue.
What does your organization do to help the LGBT community?
We provide services for LGBT from teenager to elderly, everyone in the community. And we also do the policy advocacy, and also we do lots of inclusive gender education in schools.
So what is the hotline specifically?
We are kind of like a LGBT community center, but in the very beginning we provide phone counseling, so that's why we call hotline. But now we basically cover everything.
I would love for you to express your personal story. What is your personal fight? Why are you an advocate for the LGBTI community?
First, I'm a lesbian. Also, I'm a social worker. 10 years ago, I want to learn more in the community and also want to continue the social work things. So that's why I joined Hotline. I become a volunteer in Hotline, and 4 years later, I become a full-time worker until now. And I joined this movement because I saw lots of stories and relate to my personal experience. Sometimes sad stories, sometimes happy stories, sometimes family story. I think that's very important, and also real, very real, vivid in the society. I want people notice that. I want people to understand LGBTI people as your friends, your family. It's about everyone. Yeah, that's why I'm in this movement.
What is life like for you as a lesbian in Taiwan?
I'm totally out in public. But people still keep asking you if you are married, especially I'm in 30s. Unmarried woman, you know, in Asia is kind of like monsters. And I feel scared sometimes because walking on the street at night is not very safe in Taiwan. And sometimes people don't see you as a lesbian, they see you as a heterosexual woman, so they just pick you up and try to, you know, make some relationship with you. But I think I'm very lucky because my family support me a lot, though we go through lots of things. And I came out when I was 19, and my parents cry and cry every day. But after these 11 years, they really support me to do these things. But I also see other children in Taiwanese family. They are facing very strong family pressure and also kind of the concept of compulsory heterosexual marriage. So many people want to get married with gay or lesbians. For example, negotiated marriage is very common, especially in the past. But we want to change that because women don't get any benefit in the marriage, especially in Asia. So if this kind of situation continues, LGBT women will face very serious and bad situation. So we want to change that. However, I think the pressure from family is the major issue in Taiwan. That's why we put lots of resources on parents and family issues.
What do you think can be done in Taiwan in order for there to be progress for the LGBTI community?
I think we need more stories, because in the past, coming out is really hard. So people don't come out, but they talk about the issues. But issues is very far from everyone. It's like, you know, in the sky, they don't feel it. They don't have the feelings about these issues. So stories is really important and make people see we are human beings. And I know lots of documentary and a lot of novels and art exhibition about LGBTI are carrying on in Taiwan at this moment. And people start to notice that we are everywhere. In fact, we have a new survey about the marriage equality. Between 20 to 29 years old people, over 84% they say okay for the marriage equality. So I think things is going to be better and better. We just need to educate people.
What would you like to see as the issue is brought to light at the United Nations?
Okay, I want to see different nations stand up for these issues, because government influence governments, and also especially for Taiwan. Though we are not a part of UN at this moment, but everything about UN impacts us a lot, because we want to raise our international visibility. So anything about UN results can impact and force our government to change. So I want to see more people stand up, support, and just speak out behalf of the LGBTI people around the world.